Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, welcome to today's episode of The Todd Huff Show. You're listening to, well, whether it's the radio show or the Toddcast, it's a pleasure to be here. And thank you, Glenn, for that stellar, as always, introduction. It's a pleasure to be here. Email Todd at ToddHuffShow.com. Thoughts, questions, feedback, always, always, always include that appropriate amount of adoration and praise. I'm kidding, but you know what? You could be kind, but it's fine if you're not. You know, it literally, I think when I started, it bothered me, but it literally it bothers me 0%. If you want to act a fool, if you want to mock the death of Charlie Kirk on a social media post that we have, I mean, it's pathetic. It's sad. These are just the knuckleheads, the one in a million type of clowns out there. Although there's a lot of these folks on the left, but nonetheless, say what you got to say. But I do want to hear from you, from those of you who have questions or thoughts or whatever. Just try to keep it civil, but if you don't, whatever. It's nothing to me. So thanks for tuning in, friends. If you've ever dealt with discomfort, you know the drill. You know that there's prescriptions, there's side effects, there's long-term worries. That's why more people are turning to natural kratom from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. It's lab-tested, it's ethically sourced, it's trusted by people looking for a natural alternative. You can use discount code TODDHUFF to save 10% on your first order. Head on over to ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, and transparency, my friends, from ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. All right, let's hit the ground running today. Yesterday, we had a special guest on the program, so I could not address this at all yesterday. I had seen this over the weekend. It erupted on social media yesterday and probably Sunday as well. President Donald Trump posted, I about said tweeted, it wasn't on X or Twitter, it was on his platform Truth Social. He made a post there after the tragic death of Rob Reiner and his wife, and it is believed right now the suspect in this murder is their son. So I want to go through this today. I want to talk about this. That's the direction that, well, I don't want to do this because this is all tragic and it's, but I do. I also do want to do this. I think it's necessary. I think for those who are cheering for the death of Charlie Kirk, still mocking his death, for those who wished after the failed assassination attempt of President Trump, a year and a half ago now, I hope that they take notes as to how to do this properly and to not be part of the problem here. So let's get to the facts here first. Rob Reiner was 78. He and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, who was 68. They were found stabbed to death in their home in Los Angeles over the weekend. Their adult son, Nick Reiner, was arrested in connection with the homicide. He is the suspect. He is the one that authorities believe murdered his father, and Michelle's Reiner as well. That's what we know. Rob Reiner, for those of you who don't know, he was a filmmaker. He was an actor. He was pretty well known in the entertainment industry. He's known for things like This Is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, which was a great show. I remember watching that as a younger man, When Harry Met Sally, lots of other things. He's also a longtime political activist and a very, very outspoken critic of President Donald Trump. I don't know if I ever agreed with Rob Reiner. I don't know if... he had a lot of hatred for Trump, and you can go back and see some of his posts. I'm just telling you the facts and the information. None of this warrants what happened, and none of this warrants any sort of just insensitive remarks. So Donald Trump goes to Truth Social to post remarks after getting news of this over the weekend. He posted it, actually, I'm wrong. He posted it yesterday morning. So I didn't see this. I thought I may have seen the post before I went to produce the show, but that couldn't have been true in hindsight because it was posted as I was probably wrapping up yesterday's program. So this would have happened December 15th, which would have been yesterday. 9:51 a.m. So I'm going to read this post to you. Here's what President Trump said in response to what I just told you here off the top. You've probably seen this or heard this or read this or whatever. Here's the post. I'm reading this. These are not my words. I don't condone this, by the way. Here we go. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Now, that's true. The murder happened Saturday. Sunday night. Rob Reiner, he writes, you'll hear the inappropriate or unnecessary or whatever commentary here from President Trump, but he says, Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger, this again, Trump's words, not mine, he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy. By the way, Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS, and crazier in all caps. By his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace! ! Now, those are the words of Trump. That's what he posted. This, of course, has caused all sorts of backlash. Everybody is rushing out to condemn these words, to say that they disagree. In fact, the first comment I see below here says, Sir, Mr. President, I love you. I support you 100%. I do not support this post. Highly inappropriate. And it puts us in their box, tacky and tasteless. First of all, I know your response, more than likely, your reaction is the same as most of these comments, like mine was. Some of these other posts here. Mr. President, with respect, this isn't how a Christian should speak about anyone, living or dead. We can oppose ideas without mocking a person's suffering or death. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Ephesians 4:29. take down this post, Mr. President. It's tasteless and inappropriate. It is unbecoming of you and the presidency. So you get the idea. And this is on Truth Social, which is his platform. The left celebrated Charlie Kirk's death. We mourn Rob Reiner's and his wife's death. We're not the same. This is a post, RIP. You can, I'm not going to read all those. I'm just telling you that the general response, reaction to this is to say, this is inappropriate. This is out of line. This shouldn't happen. Mr. President, take down this post. What are you doing? This is how the left behaves. This is not how conservatives behave, Republicans behave, whatever. This is the standard, typical response. By the way, I agree with that. That is exactly, it is inappropriate. No doubt, my friends, it's inappropriate. I will say this. I have seen circles on social media where people are jumping in and joining the mockery, probably some people anyway, who agree with me politically, some people who are Republicans or conservatives. That does happen. I have not seen all-out celebrations, and thankfully not, and hopefully we don't. Who knows? I mean, people, again, as I've shared on this program before, this is critically important to understand. We are, and I'm going to get into this today, we as humanity, my friends, are broken. Now, I know that depending upon your upbringing, your background, your faith, your religion, you may, or your lack of religion, you may or may not agree with that statement. But biblically, let there be no mistake, we as humanity are 100% broken. We have all sinned. We have all chosen to go astray. We have all rebelled against the creator of this universe. The creator of this universe, who we should be eternally grateful for creating us, grateful for giving us a place to live, grateful for heaping blessings upon us, grateful for lots of things. We're not. We haven't always been. Now, through the process of repenting and choosing the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, his Son, and through the process of being sanctified, the ongoing work of God's Holy Spirit in your life, in my life, if you're a believer, to be made more like Christ, we've found ourselves on a path towards turning from our sin. At least we should. That's the direction we should go. But all of us are on that path. We're on the path of sin. And the question is, are we turning away from that sin and going back towards God, embracing him through his Son Jesus, or are we not? And what's unfortunate, there are lots of consequences for the fall of man, the original sin of Adam and Eve. There are tons of consequences for that. And one of those is that no matter what group you're a part of, you're going to find knuckleheads and idiots and people who are using their liberty and their freedom to do some really reprehensible things. It doesn't matter your group. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. You can be in a group of whatever the purest group of people you think morally are, and you will find reprehensible behavior. Now, you will find people, again, this is the think about what we've seen with inside the Catholic Church with priests and so forth. Certainly there are people who condemn that 100% what happened, but there are people that are within any group, and I'm not picking on Catholicism here. I'm just saying no matter where, what the group is, there are people that choose within that group to use their freedom, to use their liberty, to exercise their choice for reprehensible things. Now, there is a difference between that truth and that matters. Listen, whether you're Colts fans, Patriots fans, whether you're soccer fans, whether you're WNBA fans, or whether you are Christian denomination this, denomination that, whether you are whatever, there are bad people that are making bad choices, people who are choosing actively in this moment to do reprehensible things in any group. Now, there's also There's also the reality that if the group embraces, if the group itself embraces evil as an ideology, if a group itself actually endorses or talks highly about certain immoral activity, you'll find obviously a much higher percentage of that happening within that group, because they will basically be saying, this is what we want to do. I mean, I can choose here as to which groups we pick on, but some of the most egregious in my mind would be some of these organizations like NAMBLA, which I don't want to get into that, but they're condoning absolute evil, depravity, and sin. You get into the LGBTQIA+, whatever, agenda, movement, group, you'll find that they're condoning sinful, ungodly behavior. So in that sense, you'll find a higher propensity of people, because they've basically gotten together and said, hey, we're going to pretend like this thing isn't, this thing that we want to do isn't against the will and the nature of God or whatever. And so we're going to all make arguments that it's not bad. The pro-abortion crowd, same thing. And we're going to just, you know, come up with one-liners. Love always wins, for example. My body, my choice. And we just, you know, we just yell that loud enough, pound that into the minds of the youth, and hopefully eventually people will stop seeing these evils, these sins, this depravity for what it is. So the Republican Party, the conservative movement, does not fit that mold. Now, some on the left think it does, and I would say, explain to me how it does, because I'd be happy to have that conversation with you, but it doesn't. But that still doesn't mean that there are people within the conservative movement, even up to and including the president of the United States, who can say things or do things that are not good and decent. This is not a good and decent thing. He's gotten, by the way, bipartisan condemnation on this. Thomas Massie, who, of course, he's got an ongoing feud with Thomas Massie, representative of the state. Is it state or Commonwealth of Kentucky? I think, is it Commonwealth? It is a Commonwealth. Oz knows these things. Commonwealth of Kentucky, Representative Thomas Massie, he called Trump's comments disrespectful towards someone just murdered. I agree with that. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, of course, is retiring, she's had a rift with Trump as well. She said this is a family tragedy. This is not, this shouldn't be something that's viewed as, you know, some sort of a political fight between enemies or whatever. Of course, celebrities, commentators, all sorts of folks have jumped in, criticized Trump's remarks as insensitive and politicizing a family tragedy. They are right, my friends, the people who are saying this. This is unnecessary. This is making an issue, making himself about an issue when it isn't. And I understand, listen, I understand this. I understand as much as I can as someone who's not in the crossfire. I've been in the crossfire 1/1 billionth as much as someone like Trump. I understand that if you live in that every day, if every move that you make is criticized, if your character is constantly maligned, if you're taken out of context, if you're lied about, if you're called a Nazi, I mean, all day, every day, for as long as he's been on the political stage. I mean, at first they mocked him. They didn't take him seriously. But once they started realizing this guy could win, they've been calling him, what, someone who colludes with Russia. He wants to be a king. He's a Nazi. He's a dictator. I mean, just take your pick. There's so many options, but you know what's been done. That still doesn't doesn't justify treating another person like this. It's not about Trump. It's absolutely not the right way to respond how Trump did here. But I also understand his desire to fight back, because this is an all-day, everyday thing. And Rob Reiner was one who came at Trump with everything he had, which is fair game. I mean, to a point, it's fair game, right? I mean, I guess if you hate the guy and you just can't, whatever, say anything nice, if you want to go after him and his policies, a certain amount of that is fair game. I'm not here to defend every Rob Reiner post on social media, because I'm pretty sure that there's some reprehensible things there as well. But that doesn't change any. None of that changes this. None of that changes this. Life was lost, my friends. That is a tragic, tragic thing. It was horrific as well. It was a murder. A murder of a husband and wife. Murdered by their adult son. Should have never happened. Nothing, hear me say this, nothing Rob Reiner did, politically or otherwise, made him deserve this. The only way that something like this is justifiable is in the, you're defending yourself. So if in this scenario, the son who allegedly did this went after Rob Reiner and his wife, then, and they protected themselves and the perpetrator was lost his life, that would have been justifiable homicide, at least in theory, not knowing all the details and everything else. That certainly fits the bill on what is justifiable. This was nothing like that. They did not deserve this. They did not deserve the violence. They did not deserve to die. There's no justification for celebrating, which I haven't seen the celebration. I will say that. That is a difference. I saw people, and maybe it exists. If it does, you can share it with me, because I'll condemn that as well. I had plenty to say about the people who did that in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death. But there's no justification for celebrating or mocking a murder. I don't know that this, how I would categorize Trump's response, but they're clearly, it's clearly inappropriate. It's about, it's making it about himself. He did say things in here that were nice. A very sad thing happened last night. May God and Michelle rest in peace. But there's a lot in there that's not necessary. Talking about his Rob Reiner's being a struggling actor, director, just not appropriate at this time. It's unnecessary, and it's not something that the vast majority of Trump supporters are going to support. Now, again, I don't engage in this stuff. I don't condone derogatory remarks about someone's death. I don't condone his remarks on Truth Social. I condemn that. That's unnecessary. I don't like that. There's conservatives out there who have on social media and elsewhere that have made unkind jabs. I don't stand by that either. I'm not going to post attacks like this. The vast, 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 vast majority of you aren't going to do that either. We're not going to look for tragedy as a time to post things that are unnecessary and unhelpful, whether that be for Charlie Kirk or Rob Reiner. That's just not the way that this is going to be done, at least by people like me. So I'm going to take a time out here, my friends. Before I do that, let me ask you something. Would you rather take two soft gels a day or spend hours and hours in your doctor's office talking about your cholesterol? Listen, I know what I would choose, and I usually like my doctor. Consider him a friend. Don't tell him that. But this is why I take Solti. It's all natural, clinically proven to lower cholesterol. It's a dietary supplement. There's no prescriptions, no doctor's visits. This isn't even a drug. Just two Solti soft gels a day. That's all it takes to take care of your heart health. So this has helped a lot of people lower their cholesterol, and it may be able to help you as well. So go to Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd is going to save you 50% and get you free shipping to boot, 50% off your first order and free shipping. That's Solti.com, promo code Todd, two soft gels a day. Doesn't get much easier than that, my friends. Quick time out, back here in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48 Financial's. 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios. Talking here today about Trump's social media post on Truth Social regarding the tragic, horrific murder, alleged murder of Rob Reiner and his wife, allegedly murdered by their son. Talking about that today, talking about the discourse that we have out there, talking about the value of human life. Folks, we need to win the battle that's being waged in this country politically. You've heard me talk about we're in the midst of a cold civil war, and we have to use every legal, ethical, moral, constitutional solution that we have at our fingertips. We have to do this. That's why I favored redistricting. I'm not going through all that again. But it's a viable option. It's not the use of violence. Violence has to be rejected in a civil society. Violence that's unjustified, which what makes something justified in the world of using violence is if someone is using violence against you. I just had lunch with a friend yesterday. He was telling me about one of his kids had gotten in trouble at school for, you know, telling somebody on the bus he was going to bust his mouth. He's a little kid. And he got in trouble for this. And when he dug deeper, he realized his son was kind of getting picked on. He's a younger kid. And he was getting picked on by an older kid. His son was trying to, there's a bus monitor. He went and told the bus monitor, hey, can you keep this kid from hitting me? The bus monitor said something. The kid continued to do it. So the kid told the bus driver. The bus driver saw it, told the kid to quit doing it. The kid kept doing it. And finally, the little guy, to his credit, says, if you don't stop it, I'm going to bust you in the mouth. And of course, the kid gets in trouble by the bus driver, according to my friend here. But if the kid decided to hit him in response to being hit, that's different than being the person who's the aggressor, right? So there is violence as defense versus violence as an act of provocation. There's obviously a difference. I unequivocally reject, violence, threats of violence, bomb threats, assassination attempts, political murder of any kind. I hope everybody can agree with me on that. Unfortunately, I know that they can't because I've seen them on social media. By the way, if you want to know how to do this, I think we're doing that today. This is how you address this. This is absolutely how you address this. Folks, we have a problem of evil in humanity. We have human beings who are responsible for this depravity. We ourselves have brought evil into the world through the choices we've made. Now, you and I didn't make the choice that resulted in this heinous murder of Rob Reiner and his wife, or the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We didn't choose that, but people made those choices. And if we're all being honest with ourselves, we all made choices that have harmed other people. That's called sin biblically. You miss the mark. You fail. You come up short. You do things in such a way that is against the nature and the will of God. We've all done this. We've all been, dare I say, absolute rebels against the creator of the universe. So the gospel, my friends, the gospel message, which is really what I want to get to today. The gospel, listen, in fact, I did the Todd Talk on this, not this particularly, but as we enter into this Christmas season, I always feel it to be a burden upon my heart to share with people out there that whether you agree with me 0% or 100%, the gospel message is for you. The gospel message is that, well, let's back up. God created man, humanity, man and woman in his image. He made us to be, rulers, so to speak, over this planet. We are the top of the pyramid as far as who is in charge of planet Earth. Of course, he wanted us to do this in partnership with him, not in rebellion against him. But we chose the latter. We chose to do this with rebellion, and that's why this looks like it looks. So he gave us free will. We used that free will to choose things that were not in alignment with how he created this world to work. And now, as such, we are all accountable for those actions. But God didn't just stop there. He didn't say, you broke it, you know, you made your bed, now lie in it sort of thing. God provided a way out, my friends. And he offered this way through his son, Jesus Christ. By the way, that's the only way to God the Father. This is upsetting to a lot of folks because a lot of folks will tell you that just as all rivers lead to the sea, all religions lead to God. That's not true. God told us through his son, Jesus, that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No person comes to the Father but through his son, Jesus. And so God has given us this grace. We have Bible studies here, our family does. We talk about, you know, grace and mercy. Mercy is not getting something you do deserve. So if you've broken the law and the law says you deserve X as the punishment, the punishment must fit the crime, mercy is when a judge says, I'm not going to give you what you deserve. I'm going to include other factors. You're a first-time offender, whatever. And you've thrown yourself at the mercy of the court, and I've decided to respond with mercy. That's what mercy is. Grace is getting something, proactively getting something that we do not deserve. Grace is what this is, getting the forgiveness of God. We can ask for mercy. It's perspective. Ask for mercy, God's mercy, through his son, Jesus. And then through the grace of Christ, we get what we don't deserve, which is the presence of God living in our hearts, eternally being united with the Father through the Son, Jesus, being sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is powerful, powerful stuff. And this grace is available to everybody. Everybody, my friends. I'm going to say, listen, everybody, you have to choose it and accept it. You have to repent, turn from your sin. You know, we're not saved. We're saved by grace through faith, not by works. Bible also says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. There's a difference between that initial bit of forgiveness that wipes our slate clean. That's available. That check, by the way, is written for you. All you have to do is take it and deposit it. God paid the price. It's written. The money's in the account. You just have to receive it, and you will be forgiven. But sanctification, my friends, is an ongoing process. Sanctification is taking up your cross daily and following him. Sanctification is the process of being made into the image, being shaped and molded to look a little bit more like Jesus. The Bible gives us an example or an analogy of a silversmith who is refining silver, and you heat it up and you take the impurities out and you keep purifying it and purifying it. And it's amazing to me. The silversmith knows the silver is done when the silversmith can see his reflection in the silver. And it's a beautiful metaphor, right? Because God he's never done with us this side of heaven. But what he's trying to do is create, this is the process of sanctification, which is different from being forgiven. You can be forgiven and still have really bad, you know, ideas and things that you're arguing for, whether it be politically or doctrinally or whatever, the way that you treat people. But if you're being sanctified, those things are getting removed from your life. You're becoming more like Jesus, to where eventually, hopefully, when the silversmith, the great silversmith God himself, when he looks at the refined silver, he can see his reflection. That's what God is after. And it doesn't matter, friends, this grace through, that matters. But what doesn't matter is who you are and where you are now. You can be an atheist. You can be an agnostic. You can be a very animated, hate-filled agnostic or atheist. You can be a Democrat, a Republican, an independent. You can be a communist. You can be a fascist. You can be any number of things. I'm not condoning any of those ideas in particular. I'm a conservative Christian, a constitutionalist. But it, where you are today, whatever category you fall into, the grace of God is made available to you through Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, whoever you are, that's available to you. The gospel transcends politics. This stuff still matters tremendously. In fact, I think that if you are a believer who's being sanctified, made more into Christ's image, you will certainly change some of these beliefs and ideas that are not in alignment with Scripture. More to say on that, my friends. Here in a moment, before I do that, you ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That is not by accident, my friends. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, option strategies, all that combined with expert legal guidance about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage your money, if you want to leave your mark, if you want to build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. That's fullsuitewealth.com. Fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy, my friends. Secure your future. Quick time out for me. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. This is one of those episodes that I wish I had more time for. I don't. This is the last segment. I'm going to get to as much of what I wanted to say as possible. I'm just not going to get to all of it. Before I do that, though, my friends, your investments are like seeds that you plant. They grow. They multiply. But are they bearing the kind of fruit that you want? At 48 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning, a life of purpose. If you want to see if your investments align with your values, all you have to do, it's simple to do, head on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. You'll take a quick and easy assessment, and then they will tell you to what degree, how much your investments align with your values and your beliefs. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, they're here to worry about your money so that you don't have to. All right, my friends, I've given you a little bit about my viewpoint on this, my viewpoint as a Christian on this. I mentioned that we're not just saved by grace. We're also to be sanctified, made to look more like God, be more Christ-like. And that includes things like resisting sinful reactions, showing empathy, choosing restraint, even loving those, my friends, with whom we disagree. And listen, our political worldview, for those of us who have a belief in the Scripture, should be shaped by the Scripture. We should strive to follow, of course, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We should read the Word. We should seek His guidance. We should pray. Acknowledge that we sometimes mess up. We're sinners saved only by the grace of God. And so, when I look at this reaction, what I want to make sure that we hit is that we should be decent to one another. We can have tremendous fights, and these fights are important to have. But at these times of tragedy, we should be decent and graceful to one another. We should reject mockery. We should reject violence or endorsing the violence that has happened time and time again in the wake, of course, of the attempted assassination on President Trump or in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I still got a post the other day when I posted the video of me speaking at the State House during the Turning Point Action event. Somebody posted something like, where's your boy Charlie? What is wrong with people? I mean, it doesn't, like, they do that to personally, I guess, attack me or whatever in that instance, but it actually shows the depravity of their heart and their mind. It's reprehensible. That stuff has got to stop, my friends. This world is broken. This world is broken, and we need more Jesus in this world, dare I say. And I know for some people this is a lot today because they're like, I didn't sign up to go to a church service. But listen, I think we're to the point. I think we're to the point where these things have to be, well, as Christians, we always should have been about this business. But we've got to proclaim these ideas. We've got to proclaim the truth from the mountaintops. What America needs more than anything is a spiritual revival, a spiritual awakening, starting with, may I say it respectfully, I say it to myself, starting with the person that you see when you look in the mirror. And see, you know, what's the old saying? I don't know if it was Gandhi who said this, but I've seen this before. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. First of all, you can't change yourself ultimately. It takes the grace and the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be truly sanctified and changed to where you reflect the image of God. And that starts by looking in the mirror. It starts by impacting first after ourselves, those who are closest to us, spouses, children, immediate family. You can think to your church, your community, your state. That's how these things grow. That's how these things will ultimately change. You're not going to go, I'm not going to go to this microphone and just say some words and then it change things dramatically. It's going to take action on our parts that are complementary with one another, that are complementary with one another, and they're replicated all around, right? All around in your home. First of all, in your heart, just like it's in, would be in my heart, and our, in my home, in your home, in our churches, in our communities. That's how these things change. We shouldn't be having reactions and responses like this. This needs to stop. This is unacceptable. Nothing Rob Reiner and his wife did warranted this. You know, we all have sinned and the wages of sin is death, but that is true for all of us in a general sense. But to do something specifically that warrants a capital offense, the loss of my life, there are things that I can do that can, or that someone can do that warrant that response by the state. Or even, again, in this case of self-defense, that warrant that outcome. That is not the case here. At least there's no evidence to suggest that. This is tragic. This is sad. Friends, we need Jesus. And listen, you can reject what Trump said and still think he's done a lot of good things. The left wants to tie those things together. The left wants to say, yeah, but you got to reject him completely. I don't condone what he said. I condemn it fully. We don't need to go that direction. But I also understand that there's lots of things that he has done politically that are good for the nation, that are good for religious liberty, that are good for prosperity. I'm just out of time and I got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? T-Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at tbathproducts.com. That's tbathproducts.com. T-Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.